My car was repossessed.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I didn't pay my bills and bought lottery tickets instead. It's because Mercury was in retrograde.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. Now they start talking.
Nashville is a big fancy city, so we're getting the driverless cars, the Waymos.
Yeah, these are the like white. Basically, it's like an Uber, but there's no driver.
Right. You just get in the back, and then the robot takes you wherever.
They've tested it. They've sort of given the green light to go.
Yeah. I haven't seen them on the road yet, but I guess they're in the launching phase right now.
Right. It's like any day now.
Yeah.
So we may also inherit one of the problems that Waymos have in other cities where they're already up and running.
See, I'm excited about them now. So, I didn't care about it before until you told me this a minute ago. And
they're creating jobs.
I'm excited.
Okay. They're creating jobs. Now, the problem is that people in these other cities that are using the driverless Waymos,
right,
after they get out of the car,
yeah,
they just walk away.
So it's a driverless car that is helpless and can't move because somebody left the door open and just walked away.
Right. So
I want to do that now.
They've been hiring people to go and close the doors.
Really?
Like, yeah, there's like some apps and there's some people on Reddit that said like, oh yeah, it's up to like $5 to $10 if you will go and close the door of a car that's sitting there so that it can get going again.
That's your new side hustle.
Yeah.
I go close doors for Waymos.
Yeah. For the lazy people that walked out
yeah.
and just either didn't care to close it or forgot. They were carrying luggage or something, which I'm sure is going to happen a lot.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are hungover getting out of their Waymo.
Yeah, the
after
airport just
Broadway.
Grabbing their luggage and walking away. Yeah. Really? So they will pay you $5 to go shut the door?
Apparently that's, yeah, until
that's the
they
going
get doors that close themselves. It's like, close that door.
Well, if this radio thing doesn't work out, I know what I'm going to do next.
Well, I know you're not going to take that job.
No.
But you will tempt a Waymo by walking away.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want to just see it sit there helpless.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's like...
You have to be careful.
Yeah.
Technology talks to each other. I mean, like,
that's
I mean,
true.
First of all, like, you know, probably if you got the Waymo, it knows who you are.
Yeah.
And then it's going to talk to all the other smart devices.
All the other robots are going to talk to the other robot
You're going to go home,
yeah.
and it's going to be raining, and you're going to be on your front porch waiting to get into your smart lock at your front door.
Mm.
And you're like, why doesn't it work? And your lock says to you, we heard about you leaving the car door open.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Shut the door next time, human.
See, that could be an episode of Black Mirror, but no, it's real.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady was on a podcast and said he thought professional wrestling was cute.
Oh, I bet you they didn't like that.
So they say, hey, you think it's cute? Put on some spandex and get in the ring with us. I mean,
we would have preferred if you said it wasn't real. Don't say it's cute.
But, they're shaming him, too, by saying, Jelly Roll did it. You can do it. Come on.
What are you, chicken?
Yeah, you chicken.
So experts have weighed in on whether pricey shampoos are better for your hair than the cheap, say, store brand or the budget brands.
Okay.
They said, nope.
Really?
They put some things in there that make it seem like you're getting a premium, but it makes no difference for your hair.
Soap is soap.
Almost nothing. They said it really matters more about like how often are you washing it? How
right.
are you heating your hair while styling it? And what products are you putting in it that are possibly helping or hurting your hair? But the price of the shampoo doesn't really matter.
Okay. If you listen carefully, you can hear the mole people at work. They've started drilling the hole for the big Music City loop. It's the Tesla tunnel. It's underneath us. They say it'll be done maybe by next year, but they actually have started. They've started the drilling.
Okay.
So, be looking for sinkholes all over Middle Tennessee.
Right? Have you seen that video of the sinkhole?
Yeah.
I forgot it was in Nebraska.
It was in Nebraska. People were at a stoplight waiting for the light to turn green.
There.
And then both cars that are in the front just go boom, down into a sinkhole.
Like 10 feet.
So
crazy.
Starting today, expect that all over.
Okay. Just be ready.
Yes. Yesterday at this time. we mentioned that we had a big prize to give away during Gender Wars, and we had to, you know, we couldn't say what it was because they didn't announce the concert till 8 o'clock. Very astute listeners figured out some of our very subtle hints that it was the Eagles we were talking about.
You didn't figure it out. Surprise! It was the
Yay!
Eagles. So we've just learned that the Eagles are only doing 3 shows in the United States.
Which is really cool, and we get one of them.
Yeah, coming to Vanderbilt's First Bank Stadium.
Right.
And if you want to go, be listening at 8:05. We'll give you the cue to call or text us.
Right.
And when we tell you that, you can play Gender Wars to win some Eagles tickets.
Yeah, it's very cool. Now, you've seen them, but I've never seen them in concert. I would love to see them.
It is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, in person. Although, there was a funny... We had an odd experience. My wife and I went to go see the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And there was a girl sitting next to us. I say it was a girl. She was like, you know, a little bit younger. And she had partied. And she was there by herself. And she was super drunk.
Okay.
She's like, I got you. She's just slurring everything. I got to tell you. The reason I'm here tonight is I want to hear this song, Already Gone.
Oh, yeah. One of the biggest hits.
Eagles.
Yeah.
And there is a reason, because my grandmother was sick and I was driving to go see her. And when I was driving to see her, the song Already Gone was on the radio from the Eagles. And then when I got there, she had died. And don't you get it? She was
already
gone.
Yeah.
So I got to hear that song. We're like, okay, yeah, yeah. That's, I said, yeah, it's really important. That's good. Yeah.
Just waiting for her to pass out. I don't hear her anymore.
And like, so the band comes on, and they're doing like Hotel California.
They do everything, yeah.
Just like all the huge hits, and people are going wild. And during every song, she's yelling, play Already Gone. Play Already Gone. And then she passes out. And then as soon as she passed out, guess what song they started performing?
Oh, my God, that's awesome. The timing is perfect.
Oh,
like, maybe they heard her.
I'm sorry,
said,
miss.
Okay, they're looking at each other in the band going, okay, not yet, not yet. She's still awake. Okay, now. Totally Hits 93.3, also 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Time for Gender Wars. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. They can get rid of those unwanted trees.
Whether they be falling and laying horizontally in the yard or still standing up, go to localtreefellers.com.
Love it. All right, we have for the ladies, we have Stephanie. For the guys, we have Chris. Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to both of you. We start with a get acquainted question.
Start with Stephanie. What car would you drive if money didn't matter to you?
If money didn't matter to me, I definitely would want a fast convertible, but since money doesn't matter, I'd also need to hire somebody to get me out of the thing.
All somebody right. to use the jaws of life to get you out of it if necessary.
I like it. You've thought it through.
I like that.
Chris, what about you? What car would you drive if money didn't matter to you?
Mine's very specific. A 94 Ford Mustang convertible, white with a camel colored top. I had one 30 years ago. And I've said I would love to have another one at some point in life.
Wow.
You want a redo. You want that car back.
A redo, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's
cool. I
love that car. Very nice.
All right, you each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, let's begin.
All right, multiple choices how we start. Stephanie, does the logo for the Olympic Games feature 5, 6, or 7 rings?
5.
5 is correct. Good job.
All right, Chris. You've bought mules. Are mules a style of pants, shoes, or hair accessories?
I think they're shoes.
They are shoes.
They are.
Okay.
All right. Tied up.
All right. Stephanie, when they talk about a car's MPG, what does MPG stand for?
Miles per gallon.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Boom.
There you go.
Chris. What movie features Renee Zellweger telling Tom Cruise, you had me at hello?
Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire!
Yes.
All right, things are moving along really well. It is tied going into the last questions.
All right, Stephanie, in the movie Black Hawk Down, what was the Black Hawk?
Oh, helicopter.
A helicopter.
Yes.
Oh, you're so surprised that you got it because you're going, oh, no.
Like, I'm screwed.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He's not going to ask me an Ethan Hawke question or something, is he?
Chris, you got to get this one to send it into overtime.
All right.
Supermodel Chrissy Teigen is married to what R&B singer? Oh.
I do know this one. John Legend.
John Legend. Yes! All right. We are tied up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we break that tie with Name That Tune with lyrics. So up to five lines from a song, Stephanie. How many lines will it take you to name the song?
Oh, gosh. Four.
Four. Okay. What do you think, Chris?
I'll try three.
Three. Okay. Back to you, Stephanie.
Want to do it in less?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, he's going to get me. I just know this.
Okay. Ugh. So you get three lines. Jim will recite them for you, and then you'll have to give us the name of the song, Chris.
Okay.
I've been excited to use this Name That Song tiebreaker for a while.
Okay.
Finally, we get to use it. We're going to party, liming fiesta forever. Come on and sing my song all night long. All night long.
What song is that, Chris?
Lionel Richie, All Night Long.
Yeah! Oh,
no,
the luck
answer
of the draw. You got it. You guys did great.
Chris, for outlasting Stephanie in the bonus round.
Yes.
You've won yourself tickets to see the Eagles at Vanderbilt University's First Bank Stadium, May 9th. Tickets aren't even on sale yet, but you already have a pair.
Very nice.
Awesome.
Enjoy that show.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody.
Thanks.
This is Woody and Jim and Gender Wars, only on Totally Hits 93.3. The Woody and Jim Show is brought to you by Green Ventures Landscaping. Property managers, if you manage it, they maintain it. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
When you go into the grocery store, did you know that they're using science to control us?
Absolutely. Like, I'm fully aware.
Yeah.
Maybe not of everything, but I know that, like, okay, you're making me walk by all the things that tempt me.
Yes. The number one thing research has shown is they like to use what they call the milk trap, which is milk, eggs, and bread are always in the far corner of the store.
Right, because you want to just run in and run out with the milk.
Those are your destination things. You have to get those every week. So they make you walk past all that stuff you don't need, but say, oh, this looks good.
Yes.
On your way. And I guess it says it increases the chances of you buying extra things.
Well, sure.
You go in for three things and you leave with 14 things.
That's why they have pharmacies in there. Because they know if you're going in to get like a pick up a prescription, you're also going to get some other stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I don't want to make two trips.
Yeah. And the things like, you know, the bakery is always at the front of the store because it has that good smell when you walk in.
You see the cakes
and
the cookies and the
bread. Stuff like that. And things like eye level stuff is the most expensive usually and the highest profit margin for the stores because they know.
Right.
Then, and, you know, on the lower shelves, that's where they put the kids' cereal because it's at the kids' eye level.
Right. So So they grab it and demand that you buy it for them.
And everybody talks about shrinkflation and how in products are getting smaller, but the prices are staying the same.
Yeah.
Which is true. The only thing that's gotten bigger, shopping carts.
Oh.
They're making them bigger. So
we can fit a few more things.
You know what? This is barely full. Let's start putting more crap in here.
What about like the music? It's always an odd choice.
Yeah, and
I hear.
They say you never hear fast-paced music in a grocery store. It's always slow music because that'll calm you down and make you go slower through the store
That's
and find
true.
Things to buy to fill up your huge shopping cart.
There's never club music. It's always like, slow down.
That's right. Rarely do you go into Publix and hear Daft Punk.
I've been wearing earbuds. Like,
really?
what I've been thinking is, like, okay, I'm going to listen to music.
Yeah.
So that my music that I want to hear, so that, like, it's less of a chore.
Right.
But come to think now that it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Putting the pods in my ear is my way of putting my fingers in my ear.
That's right.
Saying, la, 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 grocery store, you can't control me, Kroger.
You have plans for Saturday night? Yes, you do. You're going to be with us at the Hilton downtown for the annual fundraiser for the Nashville Humane Association. It's called Unleashed.
In which everybody gets together for a fancy dinner. Many people bring their dog.
Very cool.
And the show is a fashion show.
Uh-huh.
In which famous people come out and walk the runway, strut, if you will,
yes,
with the animals that are available for adoption at
right.
Nashville Humane.
Which and is always very cool.
All the money goes to help the Nashville Humane Association do what they do, which is pretty much when animals are found,
right,
when they're abandoned, when they are rescued from a hoarding situation, they all end up there. They just find loving homes for these like awesome, awesome creatures who just
really
want to love you and be loved.
Yeah, if you love dogs the way we do, you want to be there. You can get your tickets. There's still some tickets available if you go to NashvilleHumane.org. You can get some tickets for Saturday night at the Hilton downtown. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it's an amazing event where you can bring your dog with you to the hotel,
mm-hmm,
into dinner, actually have the dog be with you,
yeah,
while you're there. I mean, like, sometimes you gotta like, oh, what are we gonna do with the dog?
Yeah,
somebody's gonna have to look after the dog. You're like, no, they actually will help you, and they'll take your dog out when it needs to use the bathroom.
That's cool. Yeah, they have a team of people, you know, like the potty concierge.
Right.
They'll take your dog downstairs, let him go potty, and then come back. So
you get a great
cool
dinner. You get a fun show.
Yeah.
We're gonna be emceeing, and you know, in the meantime, this is one of their big fundraisers, and
yeah,
it's like one of it. They just got voted like,
yeah,
the
like,
single best charity event.
Right.
This event.
So you don't want to miss it.
Yeah. You can go to NashvilleHumane.org and get tickets while they last.
Yeah. There's something you can blame everything on now, starting today.
Okay. This is the reason for everything.
Everyone
bad
is having a hard time because Mercury is in retrograde starting today.
Oh, God.
Whatever
those
that means.
Astrology things are like, yeah.
I know. We
you
know so many people that blame that everything on that.
Your boyfriend left you.
Yeah.
Not because you cheated on him.
No.
But because Mercury was in retrograde.
Apparently it happens between now and the 20th of March.
Guess what? My car was repossessed.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I didn't pay my bills and bought lottery tickets instead. It's because Mercury was in retrograde.
Well, according to astrology experts, the planet Mercury, it controls things like communications, travel, technology, clear thinking, and decision making. So there you go. We're all screwed. Sorry.
If I remember anything from ninth grade science class, Mercury in retrograde is where it appears to be traveling backwards,
right,
but it's just
the planet
an illusion.
Mercury, yeah, because I guess Mercury has a faster rotation around the sun than we do. So occasionally, about
because
three or four times a year, it makes it look
sort of looks
like,
weird.
Yeah, it kind of looks weird, so it screws
everything
up. So,
therefore,
yeah,
everything is messed up.
There you go. There's your blanket excuse for everything for like the next 3 weeks. You're fine. We actually know so many people that blame it and will seriously look you in the face and say, this is why things are terrible.
And they'll also say, you believe in God? You're so stupid. Same people.
I'd rather believe in that magic planet thing.
I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Doku, walk around the neighborhood.
Okay, here's the opposite of doom scrolling. There's this mail carrier in Chicago. His name is Levante Henry. He's 23, and he has a tremendous voice. And as he goes around delivering his mail for his lonely customers,
yes,
he will sing to them through their doorbell cam, including this woman who got a beautiful song. She's a grandma who lost her husband after 50 years.
Oh, wow.
But he sings when he brings her mail just to cheer her up.
This for you, Grandma. Traded in the lazy days I used to lay down by the river. Oh, how I miss it. Out here smiling like this is the life, but deep inside, I'm just pretending. No,
that is
wow,
so great.
That is so cool. He's got a great voice.
Yeah, and everybody on his route absolutely loves him and appreciates what he's doing. So not only has he gone viral and gotten millions of people seeing him and saying thank you for what you're doing, the people in his neighborhood decided to help him out. They found out that he doesn't have regular transportation to get to his job delivering the mail. And it takes him 2.5 hours to get to and from his job.
Wow.
So they chipped in and helped him purchase a truck so he has only a half-hour commute.
Oh, that's sweet.
So instead of 5 hours traveling every day just to do his job.
Oh, wow.
It's now down to an hour. He gained 4 hours.
And he had such a positive attitude already, and now it's got to be even better. That's
absolutely
awesome. That is so cool. I love that.
Spread the sunshine.
Yeah. You got check it out if you go to the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, or you can visit our website, totallyhitsnashville.com.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Hillary Knight, the captain of the U.S. Olympic women's hockey team, was greeted to the United States with a press conference on SportsCenter, and she had to explain what they thought of the president giving a congratulatory phone call to the men and then saying how they'd have to invite the women to the White House as well.
I just thought the joke was distasteful and unfortunate.
I must tell you, we're going to have to bring the women's team. You do know that.
The way women are represented, it's a great teaching point to really shine light on how women should be championed for their amazing feats. And now I have to sort of sit, and anybody has to sit in front of you and explain someone else's behavior. It's not my responsibility. So.
Good for her.
I want to remind everybody, women brought home the majority of our medals.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
And gold medals.
And they didn't have the, you know, the 46-year drought in between.
Yeah, they've been pretty much kicking butt for a while.
If you rent or a apartment or a house, Tennessee legislature is working on a bill where landlords have to provide their information. Is how many times have you like had a complaint and and the building is owned by somebody that doesn't even live in this country?
It's like a P.O. box or something.
Yeah, and so you have no way to get a hold of them. I guess they're going to require landlords to provide their personal information. So you can get a hold of them if you need to.
That's a good thing.
Which is kind of something that should have been the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their nominees for the class of 2026. And what an amazing variety of artists this is. Phil Collins, Lauryn Hill, Mariah Carey, Oasis, Pink, The Black Crowes, INXS, New Edition, Shakira, Sade. And a few others. I mean, it's just this wild representation of, of modern music.
Yeah.
I like it. For a while, there people were saying, like, no, it should only be like people like Aerosmith.
And,
you know, very, very traditional rock music, but I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I like it. I will catch you back here tomorrow morning, Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.